Shar Aleph Perek Kaf Bet of Nefesh HaChaim. It's on page Ein Chet in the Sfarim. The Nefesh HaChaim was talking to us in Perek Kaf Aleph about the greatness of the Kadmonim, Adam HaRishon, Chanoch, Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Amram, that their greatness was such that they were able, they understood ad hechan hadvarim magim. They understood what their actions causes, the effects of their deeds, and they knew the shoresh of their neshama, kach kotev the Nefesh HaChaim. They knew the source of their neshama, the root, and what specifically they have to do in order to enhance their neshama. And they were able to see sometimes that even if it took a little bit of a deviation from what the future Torah was going to write as a mitzvah or a isur or a prohibition, they were still at a time that they were allowed, because of their greatness, they were allowed to do so. The example that was brought was Yaakov Avinu marrying two sisters, or Amram, the father of Moshe, marrying his aunt. These are clear isurim in the Torah. We're not allowed to do that. And the nation of the Am Yisrael was hushtat, was brought into existence from these relationships. And it was because they saw with their Ruach HaKodesh, let's call it, that this is how it has to be. And the Nefesh HaChaim even said at the end, in the last paragraph, that that was the reason why the Torah wasn't given yet. He said, "V'zeh gam ken echad me'atamim." One of the reasons why the Torah was not given to Noach and to the Avot HaKadoshim, because if it was, they would not be able to do what they were supposed to do in order to have Binyan Bet Yisrael. So this was the tremendous chidush that we learned last week. And now we're going to begin Perek Kaf Bet. What's the status after the Torah is given? Let's say you have someone like the Ari HaKadosh who is able to see, the shoresh of his neshama and each ma'aseh, what effect it has. And he comes and he gives a shiur and he says, "Rabotai, I want you to know that today, I'm only making an exception today, we are allowed to do this and this, isur from the Torah, because I see that it's going to create something that's very necessary for Klal Yisrael." And we're talking about the Ari HaKadosh, let's say, the Baal Shem Tov, the Gaon Mivilna, let's say they would come and say that, the Rashash, these great people, or even further back, Tanaim, Amoraim, right? Or Navi. Can they say that or not? That's the topic. Okay? Oh, so he's going to talk Hora'at Sha'ah, you mean? Like cases like that?
And also situation that it seemed like with Rotam Aviyah, Boaz, and the way Mashiach came, all these seem to be like...
Right. The truth is...
around the Yetzer Hara, so there were ways to do it.
But we have to understand that everything that happened after Matan Torah was done halachically correct. I think the point that you're bringing up is that, we see that when it comes to great things that have to be, such as Malchut Beit David, Mashiach, and all that, it comes out of a way that seems a little bit odd, that it's not smooth, But the truth is that it was not against the Torah, because once they made the drasha of Moavi velo Moavit, Amoni velo Amonit, so that showed you it had to be al pi Torah. If it wasn't for that drasha, it would be clear-cut asur. Whereas before Matan Torah, you didn't have to come up with a drasha to show that it's halachically correct. Even it would be against the Torah, but the Torah wasn't given yet. So at once the Torah is given, it's a different story, as we're going to see. So let's learn. That was a historic shift, that once Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah from Shamayim, lo b'shamayim he anymore. It's no longer in heaven. Ulevali yitchakem ha'adam ha'gadol. And now, even a great man cannot be mitchakem, come with all his wisdom, shehasagato meruba, and we're talking about a chacham who has hasaga meruba. Hasaga meruba means that he's able to understand his neshama, and he's able to understand the koach of every mitzvah and everything. And he could come and say, lomar, anochi haro'eh, I see, sod v'ta'ame ha-mitzvot bekochot ve'olamot ha'elyonim shira'ui li lefi shoresh nishmati. I see the secret of the mitzvot and all the power of the olamot ha'elyonim that is befitting to my specific shoresh neshama, o lemi v'ami lefi shorsho, or to any specific person, this chacham is able to see that, he knows. And he comes up with a chidush, la'avor chas v'shalom al eze mitzvah, to come and transgress one of the mitzvot. O litchot shum prat mipirtei ha'maase, or to do with one detail of a certain mitzvah, to say, this you don't have to do. La'asota b'migra'at, to do the mitzvah lacking, with minus a certain part of it. Af dikduk echad midivrei sofrim, even if it's one minor detail midrabanan, o leshanot zmana chas v'shalom, or to change its time. By the way, you have to know that there is a historic background to these words, because Rabbi Chaim Volozhin was. It's known that this sefer is a response to the movement of Hasidut at the time. And at that time, a lot of the opposition to the Hasidut from the camp of the Gaon Mivilna was because of many halach or few halachot, certain halachot that seemed to be done away with by the Hasidim. Such as, for example, a very famous example, Zmanei HaTfilah, the times of Shachrit. It's well known that by the Hasidim, you have such a thing to pray Shachrit even le'achar hazman, even after the Zman Tfilah. Let's say the Zman Tfilah is around 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, he's coming in and he's praying Shachrit. Now, so you might say, okay, this person is a lazy person. There were great tzaddikim that did that. There were great tzaddikim. Of course, they were learned and great and everything. You had tzaddikim that pray Shachrit in the middle of the day. I'm not going to say names of holy, holy people. Even till now, I don't know about, you know, tzaddikim till now, that I don't know, but in the history of the Hasidut, there were big names amongst the Hasidim, the Admorim, Kedoshe Elyon, we learned their Torah. And this is what they did, you know, and you didn't ask.
Calculation?
It was their inyan, I don't know.
Or was it a calculation of
the Zman?
Time?
No. It was, you know, well, they had their reasons, al pi Kabbalah, and that. So yeah,
9 at night.
Right. So.
No way.
I don't want to bring examples from nowadays. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that from nowadays, I don't want to get into that because it is much better than it used to be, and also it's hard to answer that. But the point is, this was one example among others of certain points in halakha, which in the camp of the Hasidut, it looked as if they didn't care about. And so you understand that this was reason for opposition. What's going on here? You're not supposed to do that. And there was great milchamot. There was wars. It was actual war. And by the way, a lot of that brought to fruition a compromise on both sides. If we had time, we would talk about that a different time. It's not the topic for now, but the machlokot that was between the Hasidim and the Mitnagdim brought about that the camp of the Mitnagdim gained in order to prove themselves, so they took on a lot of things that before they did not do, but because of the Hasidut, and the Hasidut also, they learned how to behave also. Right? In the time the Hasidut just came out, you had some of them standing on the bima and dancing in the middle of the Amidah, you know, with fire of love of Hashem and whatever, you know. Craziness, holy craziness, but craziness, which is not, you know, so you don't see that so much. A lot of that was mellowed over the time, and there is a certain degree of achdut nowadays, and elu va'elu, an understanding of elu va'elu divrei Elokim chayim, There's a lot to say about that. But I'm just saying that I feel that the words Oleshanot Zmana, or to change the time of a mitzvah, he's hinting to the Hasidim that they allowed themselves to change the times of the halachic times of the tefillah. And that's not something that we are allowed to do. It's a topic to talk about, a different time, is other shame. Velaze siyima ha-Torah velo kam navi od kemoshe. וכמושה למדו אלה המצוות שאין נביא רשאי לחדש דבר מעתה. That's what the Torah is saying when it says, no, never again did a Navi arise like Moshe Rabbeinu. Or like what the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbat, we learn from the words, אלה המצוות שאין נביא רשאי לחדש דבר מעתה. That a prophet, a Navi, is not allowed to be מחדש something new. וכמושה שמחה התורה, like we see, there is a pasuk in the Torah. Et kol hadavar asher anuchi mitzave, lo tosef alav velo tigra mimenu. You're not allowed to add or to detract, to subtract from the Torah. And then it says, ki yakum bekirbecha navi o cholem chalom. These two, when a navi arises among you, so these two psukim are together. Why? Because even if the navi gets up to add a mitzvah or to subtract a mitzvah, we are not allowed to listen. Let's say Yeshaya HaNavi would come and we'd say, Rabotai, from now on you're allowed to eat chazir. Finished. We would, right away, Yeshaya would become pasul. We wouldn't listen. You're not allowed to. We're not allowed to. A Navi does not have that power to take away a mitzvah, or to even add a mitzvah. Lo tishma el divrei ha-Naviyahu, acharei Hashem Elokechem telechu. Now you think the Navi just says it like this? He's saying it with what he sees with his eyes of nevuah. Doesn't matter. At once the Torah was given, lo bashamayim hi, we don't keep mitzvot now based on what you see in the celestial worlds. No. We have to listen to the Torah that was given. And a famous example, that's going to be brought up very soon, Chazak uBaruch. And another famous example that is well documented is about Chizkiyah HaMelech. V'hare Chizkiyah HaMelech she'ra'a beruach ha-kodesh de'nafkin mine benin de'lamale. Chizkiyah HaMelech was second only to David HaMelech in our history, in greatness of Tzidkut. After David HaMelech, the biggest tzaddik among all the kings is Chizkiyah HaMelech. The Gemara says he was supposed to be Mashiach. That's how great he was, right? Remember that Gemara. He was, and he had Ruach HaKodesh and everything. And he saw with his Ruach HaKodesh that he's going to have a child who's not going to be righteous, to say the least. Be very wicked. And therefore he didn't get married. He said, why am I going to get married? I don't want to have this. Velachen lo nasiv iteta, the Gemara in Brachot Dafyut. He didn't get married. Vekavanato leshem shamayim, shelo leharbot rishe olam. His intention was leshem shamayim, not to bring another rasha to the world. Not only a Rasha who was Marshia, who brought Avodah Zarah into Yehuda. Im kol ze ba elav Yeshaya bidvar Hashem ve'amar lo. Yeshaya the Navi comes to Chizkiyah in Sefer Melachim Bet Perek Kaf Alef, saying to him, Tzav levetecha, give you, write your will, because kimet ata, you are going to die, velo tichye, and you won't live. What's the double language? Not in this world, and not in the world to come. Le'olam haba. Why? What's going on? Mishum de'lo asakta v'piriyah v'rivya. Because you didn't get married. And the mitzvah in the Torah is supposed to get married. No such a thing. I see that I'm not going to have parnasa. And therefore, get married? How am I going to support? You have to get married. What do you mean you see? You could be a Navi. It doesn't matter. Bishvil shesavar li'pater mi'mitzvah achat mi'torat Moshe. Because he thought to say that he is patur from one mitzvah of Torat Moshe. Can you imagine? Af sheken ra'a be'asagat ruach kodesh de'ifkun mine benin de'la ma'ale. Even though, number one, he saw that he's going to have children who are reshaim. Number two, v'gam shehaya b'sheva al taseh. What are we talking about after all over here? We're not talking that he said to do avera. He to sheva al taseh, not to get married. Not bekum v'aseh. So we know that usually that's more lenient, right? Why not? Why is that unacceptable? Ki ta'ame mitzvot atachlitam, because the reason of the mitzvot to the ultimate degree, to the highest degree, meaning the real understanding of the mitzvot, לא נתגלו עדיין לשום אדם בעולם. Nobody can say that he knows the real reason, the deep reason behind any mitzvah. אף למשה רבנו צופה, עליו השלום. Interesting title he gives here. Even to Moshe Rabbeinu צופה. צופה means the Navi, the one, the seer. Is that a word that you don't have in your set? Ah, I realized it was weird. What does it say there?
They're calling him Roel. Now it's Sofer, so this is a beyond.
Right. But what's the word that you have there?
No.
Ah, no. Moshe Rabbeinu, as I'm a katvuka. It's really weird. I agree. What? Sofer means seer, which usually for a Navi you say Roe, Anochi HaRoe, like Shmuel HaNavi said. The point is, even Moshe Rabbeinu, what is he saying? What is this based on? Because it says that v'tachasereu me'at me'elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the 49 levels of Chochmah. But the 50th, 50 Sha'ar Bina, that he wasn't, that's left for the time of Mashiach, that he wasn't able to attain. So afilu Moshe Rabbeinu lo nitgalu adayin lishum adam ba'olam. Rak le'adam harishon kodem achet. Only to Adam Harishon. To a certain degree, whatever that means. Right, right. That's a machloket in the Gemara. It's a machloket in the Gemara. But in general, the real, fullest understanding of each and every mitzvah, rak le'adam harishon kodem achet. Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet, where do we see Chazal saying this? He says, "Hu ha'yayin ha'meshumar ve'anavav misheshet yemei bereshit." That's what it means when it says in Brachot Lamedaled that there is very special wine that's waiting for us for the time of Mashiach. It's called Yayin ha'meshumar ve'anavav misheshet yemei bereshit. Wine that is being preserved in its grapes from the time of creation. And that bottle has not been, opened up until the time of Mashiach. Now, are we talking about a bottle of wine? Because how great can a bottle of wine be? I mean, even the best Muscat grapes, whatever you want. I'm just throwing out. I really don't. But how great can it be already? Yayin ha'meshumar ve'anavav. Obviously, Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha are referring here to something very deep. To yain, which is not physical wine. It's the chokhmah of the Torah. That's one statement in the Gemara. Another statement, we have another thing. Ve'ha'or sheshimesh bayom harishon, she'aya adam harishon mabit bo misof ha'olam ve'at sofo. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Bet, says, the or, the light that only Adam HaRishon was able to see for when it lasted in the time of creation, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it away, hid it for the tzaddikim la'atid lavo. There are ma'amarim that are mashma that the Ora Ganuz was in function throughout all the 6 days of creation. Which means, because some people understand that the first day Hashem said Yehi O, 6 hours, but of the day of creation of Adam, when Adam was created. Not 36 hours. 36 hours, very good. But in the time when Adam HaRishon was created. Not 36 hours, the first day of creation, because then how could you say Adam HaRishon saw it? He was created on the sixth day. But the truth is that the Or, that Or HaGanuz, was useful throughout the whole 6 days, even after, on the fourth day, we know that on the fourth day, Nitlu HaMeorot, that's when you had the sun and the moon, but at that time, the Maharal Miprag explains, you still had the Or HaGanuz functioning. At the sixth day, after Adam HaRishon, after the Chet, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu ganaz et ha'or le'atid lavo. What is this light? What is this Or HaGanuz? So he says, Ki HaTorah HaKedosha Atzula Milema'al HaRosh Me'al Kol HaSagot. Because the Torah HaKedosha emanates from the highest worlds, from anything that we can imagine and fathom beyond our imagination. So how could it be possible that it should be given over to the hands of a human being to change and to tamper with the details of the Torah, with the timing, with the rulings according to his hasaga, according to his understanding, as great as he is. U'kmoshe shivo Yeshaya lechizkiah, this is exactly what Yeshaya told Chizkiah, is recorded in the Gemara. Behadek kafshed rachamana lamalach, what are you doing in the secrets of Hashem? He didn't mean you're too nosy. That's how many people read the Gemara. You're not supposed to be nosy. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. No, it's not that. The matter is, Be'adek kafshed rachamana, you're never going to figure out the real secret behind the Torah. Chizkiah, with all that you were able to fathom, Be'adek kafshed, in these hidden secrets of Hashem, lamalach, why bother? You're not going to get it. May de mafkadat ibay lach lemebad. What you are commanded to do is what you have to do. You're worried about the children, the offspring. What Hashem decides to do, that's up to Him. He's going to do what He does. But you cannot change from the Torah. So the Or HaGanuz and the Yayin HaMeshumam Misheshet Yemei Bereshit, that's the Torah in all its glory, in all its light. Looking at the Torah and seeing, oh, that's where it goes. That's the meaning. That's the reason. That's the effect. The ultimate effect of the Torah. That's what we will be zoche to see in the time of Mashiach, in the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out the Or HaGanuz and the Yayin HaMeshumar Be'anava Misheshet Yemei Bereshit. Now, everything is gradual. Nothing happens just suddenly. Even in the Bri'ah, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He brings nighttime, it's not just, you know, shuts off the light, okay, lights off. No, it's gradual, because imagine, you're driving in the light, all of a sudden lights off. It would be disorienting. You can't. And the other way also, be blinding. So everything is behadraga, right? In levels, little by little, gradual. So even this, I think that the Nefesh HaChaim is going to explain right now, this shift in the before the Torah and after the Torah was also gradual to a certain degree. You'll see what I mean. Ve'adayin kesheaita nevu'ah b'Yisrael. So the Torah was given. But we still had nevuah, we had prophecy. Still, in the time of nevuah, there was still a leftover, there was a glimmer of the understanding of the past. Haya navi rashai lechadesh davar lehora'at sha'a levad. There were certain situations, exceptional situations, where a navi was allowed to make a chidush, a change in the halakha, temporarily, hora'at sha'a, only for the time being. Ve'af gam la'avor al achat mi-mitzvot Hashem, even if it entailed to go against one of the mitzvot of Hashem, but as a hora'at sha'a. Whenever we hear about this hora'at sha'a business, right, it's always a chidush. What do you mean hora'at sha'a? Ah, for 1 minute you're allowed to, okay, if you're a big rabbi, you were able to give a heter for 1 second to do, no, only the Nevi'im. Why only in the Nevi'im? What is the story here behind the Hora'at Sha'a? It's a tremendous chidush. He's saying over here that that's a leftover from the time of the greatness of people, that they were able to understand the effect of what they do and the effect of the, and how their Shoresh HaNeshama is affected. Kegon Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, Eliyahu Navi, he builds a Mizbeach and he brings on it a Korban. This is a time when the Beit HaMikdash was up. You're not allowed to bring a korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash. That's a clear lo ta'aseh shebat Torah. One of the 365 negative commandments. You're not allowed to bring a korban outside of Beit HaMikdash. And here Eliyahu HaNavi is doing it. Beresh Galeh, he's doing it in front of everyone. And we all know the story, right? And the fire came down. And they all said, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. You look in the Mefarshim, you're learning the Navi, and you want to know what's going on. Eliyahu, what are you doing? And you look in the Mefarshim, there's one answer. The Gemara already answers it. Hora'at sha'a. It was for the time being, 1 minute, that minute, Eliyahu Navi saw that we have to do this right now in order to demonstrate to the Nevi'i HaBaal the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But only Eliyahu HaNavi, Behar HaKarmel, was able to do that. But this also is sanctioned by the Torah. Omnam ze atzmo hu me'asher litztavinu betorat Moshe elav tishmaun. See, the Torah tells us, one of the mitzvot aseh of the Torah is to listen to the Navi. In the time when we had Nevuah, listening to the Navi is one of the mitzvot of the Torah. Elav tishmaun. Included in elav tishmaun is, it's as if Hashem is saying, I'm giving him the koach from time to time to be making a hora'at sha'a, and you have to listen to him. So in other words, it's part of the Torah. It's sort of old, it's an echo of the ancient times before the Torah, a deviation from a mitzvah, but it's with the permission of the Torah to the Navi, Elav Tishmaun. The Rambam talks about that in Ilchot Yesodei Torah. How do we know a Navi, if he's Navi Sheker or Navi Emet? Once he is established as a Navi Emet, now we have to listen to him. How we know is a process. He has to prove himself, you're right. But Am Yisrael knows, and there are guidelines. But once he becomes a Navi, Elav Tishmaun, Shehu Tzivui Ve'azhara Lishmoa El Divrei HaNavi, Gam Kesheitnabe Bishmo Yitbarach, La'avor Al Eze Mitzvah. Even when he gives an order to go against a certain mitzvah. For example, another example was at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when they did the Chanukat HaBayit of the Beit HaMikdash, and it turns out that they ate on Yom Kippur. It was on Yom Kippur, yeah. And what is that? That's Hora'at Sha'a of the Navi of the time. I think it was Natan HaNavi. Yeah, Natan HaNavi. It was a Hora'at Sha'a. So there were many examples like this from time to time. By Shmuel also. And it's included in Elav Tishmaun. B'sha'a tzricha lekach. Kemo shedarshu Razal, levad me'avodah zara. There was only one exception to this, and that is avodah zara. Once the Navi says you're allowed to do avodah zara, then that already shows that he's a Navi Sheker. Avodah zara, never. There's no hora'at sha'a for that. Aval lo chalila lechadesh davar lekov o ladorot. But chas v'shalom, the Navi is not allowed to be koveya something ladorot. Christianity, for us, fails right here. This is where it fails. You come and you say, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. Even if you say that you spoke to God, which he doesn't say, but even if you did, I'm sorry, we can't listen to you. We have orders. Mushba ve'omed me'al Sinai. That's how it goes. This is where it crumbles. A Navi who had a hora'at sha'a, that's something else. Aval he himself is telling you, this is for this moment, but never again. Never again. But to do away with the mitzvah forever? Asu. How do we have an example for this? Look, Esther HaMalka, what a hard time she had to get her Megillah as part of the Tanakh. Shehare Esther she'aita achat misheva neviot. She's among the seven neviot prophetesses that we have in our history. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah gives us the list of them. Esther is one of them. She had Ruach HaKodesh. She was like a Nevi'ah, Megillah Yudalet. So now she comes to the Sanhedrin and she says, Rabotai, Kvod HaRabbanim, I have here a Megillah. You all remember what happened a year ago, and here is the Megillah, and I want it to be canonized part of the Tanakh. At that time, the Tanakh only had 23 Sfarim, not 24 the way we know it. So she came to the Chachamim, and she said, "Kitvuni ladorot, ladorot." That's the key word. Im kol ze kesheshalcha lachachamim kitvuni ladorot. When she came to the chacham, she sent a message to them: "Write my book ladorot forever. It should be part of the Tanakh." And therefore, you have a Purim that we have to keep. Yimei Purim ha'ele lo yavru mitoch ha'yudim vezicham lo yasuf mizaram. They have to keep the Purim every day, not just every year, not just that year as a celebration. Heshivuha, they told her, Halo katafti lecha shalishim. I already gave you a Torah. Shlomo HaMelech says in a poetic way, in Mishle Perikav Bet, Halo katafti lecha shalishim. Shalishim is Torah, Nevi'im uktuvim, Torah meshuleshet. I gave you a Torah. We can't, sorry, we're not putting in the Megillah. Ad shematzu la'achar kach semech min ha'mikra. Until they deliberated among the Sanhedrin, and they said, okay, yes, we find a pasuk in the Torah that is able to show, that shows us, that there's a kal vachomer, that you're supposed to say shira, when you're, if im avdut lecherut, im avdut lecherut, we're mechuyav to say shira, then mimita lechayim lo kol sheken, so surely, and so they found a way how to see that from the Torah, yes, this is sanctioned, this is part of keeping the Torah. V'chein erot Chanukah. What stems from this is also Chanukah. Chanukah came much after, obviously, the story of Purim, at least 200 years after. And again, how could you be mechadesh like a new halakha like this and a whole story and a chiyuv to say halel? The same thing. Vaday shematzu laim gamken semech me'amikra. Nefesh HaChaim is mikatzer over here. There is a lot to say on this point to prove that yes, for example, the Ritva in Masechet Shabbat says beferush that the Chanukah, although the status of Chanukah is only midrabanan, but it has asmachta dikra, it has a support from pasuk in the Torah. By the way, we see from here the importance of what the Gemara says many times. This is only midrabanan. The pasuk that was brought is just to give it support. So you're left scratching your head. What does this mean? Is it midoraita? Is it midrabanan? If it's midrabanan, what do you need pasuk for? If it's midoraita, what are you telling me? It's asmachta be'alma. And of course, the Rishonim talk about this a lot, and we understand that everything has to come from the Torah, because once the Torah was given, you cannot add something that is totally not connected to anything that's written. So Chachamim tell us, yes, omnam this mitzvah was not given to us mideoraita, but we have full license to give you this mitzvah, and you have to listen to us because the Torah says that you listen to the derabanan. But it's a derabanan, it's not a deoraita. So where can you find any kind of support to this new concept that you're coming up with? Asmechu ha-rabbanan akra. They give you a pasuk that supports the idea to show you it's not outside of the nature of the Torah to have such a mitzvah. Although the status of this mitzvah, mikra, megillah, netilat yadayim, nerot chanukah, whatever it is the rabbanan, but it still has strings attached. It has roots in the Torah. A new thing that has no roots, definitely removing something from the Torah? Absolutely not. Hora'at sha'a? Yes, but not ledorot. Ve'ayen be'midrash she'evi'o ha'ramban be'parasha be'alotcha mishem rabbenu nisim gaon. We could talk days about these inyanim, rabotai. Ume'et she'be'avonenu paska nevu'ah mi'Yisrael. Now, that's all in the time when there was nevu'ah. Once nevu'ah stopped, Malachi, the last one, ken? Gam nevi'eha lo matze'u chazon. That's it. Nevu'ah stopped, rabotai. Yeah, 400 years before Oto Ha'ish. So, I mean, we wake up one morning and all of a sudden nevu'ah comes back. Ze lo olech kacha. Af im yit'asfu kol chachmei Yisrael, asher nimsar lahem ma'aseh bereshit u'ma'aseh merkava. Once nevu'ah stopped, even if all the chachamim of Israel gather, which type of chachamim? Asher nimsar lahem ma'aseh bereshit u'ma'aseh merkava, that they know all the Kabbalah, that they know all the secrets of the Torah. Imagine a bit midrash where you have, yeah? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Lazar Beno, the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim Vital, the Rashash, the Baal Shem Tov, the Gaon Mivilna, the Ben Ish Chai. That's quite a room. And you could go on, right? Wow, beautiful. Let's say all those chachamim would gather together. V'yamiku asagatam v'tohar sichlam, and with their great understanding and the purity of their mind. You know what he means here? What he means by tohar sichlam, that we can also trust them that it's not coming from any kind of interest or motivation that they want something. No, it's coming from pure love of Hashem, fear of Hashem, all that. Leshanot af eze prat meze mitzvah, to change even one detail from a mitzvah. What are we read about Kabbalat Torah today? Naaseh v'nishma. O lehakdim uleacher zmana, or to say that this halacha, this mitzvah, you could do it earlier than prescribed in the Mishnah, or later than prescribed in the Mishnah. You see, he repeats that again. Lo nove velo nishma alehem. We don't listen to them. We're not allowed to listen to such a thing. Ve'af bebat kol amru, without going into the whole story of the Gemara Baba Metzia Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet, a whole machloket between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elezer was argument, and he was arguing with the Chachamim about a certain halakha, and he was vehement about it, and he was performing miracles. He was moving walls, and what wasn't he doing? And they didn't budge. They didn't budge until the Gemara says over there, Amad Rabbi Yeshua al raglav. Rabbi Yeshua stood on his feet. And he said, Lo b'shamayim hi. Lo b'shamayim hi. It doesn't matter. You can bring down Malach Michael. Ze lo yazor. It's not going to help. We are, the Torah was given to us. Now it's in the hands of the Chachamim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Chachamim, they are the ones who are in charge of telling us how and where and which and all the details. Lo b'shamayim hi. Even if there will be a bat kol, a heavenly voice. Now, so we said that after the time of Nevuah, that's it. Now, afilu itasfu kol hachachamim, it doesn't help, right? But still there's something. Ve'adayin bimei chachmei ha-Talmud, still, in the time of the chachamim of the Talmud, hayu rasha'im lechadesh mitzvot rabbanan kishematzu semech me'atorah, kegon nerot chanukah ve'kayotze. We already explained this before, that in the time of Chachamim, although, you see, the gradual, you know, descent from the way it used to be, is that once the Torah is given, okay, there's still Nevuah, Hora'at Sha'ah. Hora'at Sha'ah means that you're allowed not to keep a certain mitzvah or to do a certain avera, except Avodah Zarah. But once the Chachamim came, meaning no more Nevuah, that's it. They cannot change from the Torah. But they still have a license for something in the time of the Tanaim and the Amoraim. And that was to do what we mentioned before, let's say, Mikra Megillah, Nerot Chanukah, something that looks new, but they could show you an asmachta, a support from the Torah. They still had that power. Only then. Only in the time of the Chachmei HaTalmud. Ka'asher Nechtam HaTalmud HaKadosh, once the Talmud was sealed, in the generation of Ravina Rav Ashi, around 1600 years ago, Anu en lanu ela lishmor velaasot kechol hakatuv b'Torah hakdosha shebichtav ubealpe. Our job is to keep every detail that is written in the Torah, the oral Torah and the written Torah, kechol mishpatam v'chukotam, with all the rules and halachot, ubizmanam, and in the right time, upratehem vedikdukehem, with all the details, beli netot mehem netiya kol deu, without deviating even one iota, even a little bit, no deviation. That's our job. Once the Torah, that's why we call it Chatimat Talmud. Once the Talmud was sealed, now even the Rishonim, Acharonim, all the poskim, their job is to explain the Talmud. So let's say a new case comes, electricity. What a noise that made in the world of halakha when electricity came out in the 1800s. It was a new thing. What do we do now? Many halakhic ramifications. So there was so much Torah back and forth, and everything had to be built on what's found in the Gemara. Everything had to, examples, precedents, and examples to compare, right? That's all. You cannot come up with a new halakha or do away with a certain halakha. That's it. Once the Talmud was nechtam, we have to keep everything. That's basically the end of this idea that the Nefesh HaChaim was talking about. Now, the last paragraph which we're going to learn is sort of a segue into Shaar Bet. It's going to lead into Shaar Bet. So look what he says, Rabotai. Ukshekaimam ish Yisrael karaui. Because to a certain degree, what we just heard right now is a little bit discouraging. A little bit. Why? Because, so it's like that? we're supposed to just not know anything and not think on our own. And not, you know, people today hear this and you know that, right? People are not Shomrei Torah. Oh, so that means you're going to be blind now. You're like blind sheep and finished. You don't understand anything. Because the old style, before the Torah was given, that goes very well with today's style. You know, you do according to what your Shoresh Neshama, ooh, that's beautiful. Everybody loves to figure out his Shoresh Neshama. To say to people, no deviation now, that's it, whether you understand it or not. It's a little bit discouraging, right? Meaning, do we still have the same effect when we do the mitzvot, even though we don't understand the mitzvot? That's the question now. When we do the mitzvah without understanding, because you just told us that we don't understand, right? So do our mitzvot have the same effect on what we were talking about for the entire Shah? That's the point that Rabbi Chaim is going now to explain. Don't worry too much. Ukshi, ah? Oh, Chazak u Baruch. There's a bigger zechut. Ukesheyekayemam ish Yisrael karaui. And when a Jew keeps the Torah halachically, af im lo yechaven, even if let's say he doesn't have kavana, v'gam lo yeda klal ta'amei mitzvot v'sodot kavanatam, and he has the vaguest idea of what the ta'amei mitzvot, the kavanot, he doesn't know. So now, is that a mitzvah or not? Im kol ze nitkayimu ha-mitzvot. The mitzvot are fulfilled. Ve'yituknu al yedehem ha-olamot. And they bring about the tikkun ha-olamot that they're supposed to bring. Ve'yitrabe bahem kedusha ve'or. And yes, he does cause an increase of kedusha and of light to the olamot. Bechol mitzvah. With every mitzvah that a Jew does, lefishata, in accordance with the time of that mitzvah, umekorah, and the origin of that mitzvah, veinyana, and the concept of that mitzvah. Veyutan oz lelokim itbarach shemo. And yes, we are giving an energy to the olamot ha'elyonim. Remember, tzelem elokim, elokim ba'al ha'kochot kulam, tenu oz lelokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitnaheg with the world based on how we are mitnaheg. So that's what it means, that we give energy to Hashem, figuratively speaking. Sheken kava ha'borei itbarach shemo, tiv'am shel ha'olamot, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's the nature of the worlds. Sheitnagu al yedei ma'aseh ha'adam. That the worlds conduct themselves based on ma'aseh ha'adam. V'chol mitzvah, each and every mitzvah, hi ha'olam me'atzma, lif'ol pe'ulata ha'myuchadla. You do it. The rest, don't worry about it. It's sent. Just make sure you write the correct address, and just make sure that what's in that envelope is the right article that is needed. No mistakes. Which means, do it correctly. Learn the halakhot. Be well-versed in all the details. Know before whom you are doing it and sending it. The rest is not up to you anymore. Umi shezikau itbarach shemo leasig nistarot toratenu hakedosha. What with this paragraph, is it okay if we have 5 more minutes to learn this paragraph? Okay. What he wants to answer with this following paragraph is, so, if that's the case, then the other way now is a question. Do we need, what do we need to bother to learn the ta'amim of the mitzvah? If you're telling me I don't have to have any kavanah, just do the mitzvah, learn the halachot and everything. So is there an inyan to learn Kabbalah? To learn, let's say, we know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ari HaKadosh, and they knew the inyanim of the mitzvot. What's the difference between us and them? If you're telling us that it's all about doing, that's it, just do. So what's the difference if I did the mitzvah and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did the mitzvah? Mazim shane? Is there a difference? Let's see what he says. Umi shezikau itbarach shemo lehasig nistarot toratenu hakdosha. The one who has the zechut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the zechut to attain, to understand, to grasp the secrets of the Torah. Asher hishiru lanu bracha kedoshe elyonim chachmei Talmud, that were given over to us from the holy ones of the Gemara, kegon Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaverav v'talmidav, asher he'iru v'sheshotin memav bedorot ha'acharonim, and that their waters are drank by the great ones of the later generations, kemo Arav HaKadosh, ish Elokim Nora ha'arizal, like the Ari HaKadosh. Amazing, Ari HaKadosh. Rabotai, I don't even think he lived 40 years. I'm not sure what it was. What was that? 38 years old. That's unbelievable. It was like a flick in the time, in the history of time, and what he was able to grasp. And it wasn't even in his whole life. It wasn't a matter of when he taught Rabbi Chaim Vital, it was sacha kol shana v'chetzi. Unbelievable, a year and a half. What he gave over. And from there, we're really basically here today, especially us, the Sfaradim, we follow very much by everything according to the Ari HaKadosh, almost. But the point is that, look, in that 1.5 year of learning the history of Am Yisrael. So, asher he'iru enenu b'ktzat ta'ame v'kavanat ha-mitzvot. They enlightened our eyes in the understanding of the reasons of the mitzvot. The kitve ha'ari, you have one shar ha-kavanot, shar ta'ame ha-mitzvot. He explains the reasons of each mitzvah and what it's alluding to and what it does and what aspect does it have. What is it corresponding to? But he's careful to say, right? It's still not all. So now all that is only that each one, in accordance with his capability, will realize and will think, so that he should see, look how far, look what your mitzvah does, look what effect it has. That's the purpose of learning. So that you will be impressed with how far your mitzvah goes. So that what? So that we should be mitchazek to do more mitzvot. La'asot u'lekayem kol mitzvah, and to do it how? V'chol inyanei avodato leboro yitbarasho betachlit ha'digduk. Once a person realizes the importance of the mitzvah and what and the effect that it has and the sodot ha'kmusim, the hidden secrets in it, then now he wants to do it without any kind of lacking one prat. Now you understand why each halacha is so. Many times people ask, why are we so with all these details? Lama, big deal. So the etrog looks like that and not like this because of this dot. We look at it as a dot, but when a person understands what the mitzvah is, that dot is the difference between or lechoshech, is between light and darkness. So it makes a big deal. As we know, lehavdil, in a hospital, in a surgery room, one little movement can be lo alenu, a difference between life and death. Talk to the doctor and say, well, why are you putting on the gloves? What's the bima? He'll laugh at you. Don't you understand what I'm dealing with? Don't you know what I'm doing here? This is life and death situation. Every little maneuver that is incorrect can be fatal, chas v'shalom. If there is such a havana in gashmiyut, right? In physical, how much more so when it comes to the sublime spiritual worlds, that any little, every detail of halakha is so important. That's why Shulchan Aruch, you have seifim, detail after detail. So when a person learns that, he's mitchazek to keep the Torah betachlit ha-digduk, ube'ema, ube'ira, ve'ahava atzuma, with fear of Hashem, with love of Hashem, ube'kdusha, with holiness, ve'taharat alev, with purity of the heart. Ve'al yedeze, it's all a chain reaction. And through that, yigrom tikunim yoter gdolim beha'olamot. The more, as we learned in Shaar Aleph, the more we invest kavana and heart and purity into our mitzvot, the further our mitzvah has an effect. In other words, even if a person keeps the mitzvah without understanding, without kavana, he just told us, it still does its tikkun, it has an effect. And by the way, I would like, Bezant Hashem, next time, next week, we're going to continue, but I have a few mekorot that I would like to learn with you from the Ben Ish Chai mainly about this inyan that the Nefesh Chaim just told us. The question of doing a mitzvah without kavana. And so he's going, he even brings the Nefesh Chaim. And so there's a tshuva in Torah Lishma and a tshuva in Rav Pealim that is kedai to learn before we continue in this inyan. He says, "V'alidez igrom tikunim yoter gedolim ve'olamot mi'im hayam mekayem ha'mitzvah ve'lo kedusha ve'taharat ha'kavana." Omnam ha'ikar b'chol ha'mitzvot le'ikuva. But bottom line, what is the main part of the mitzvah without which it's not a mitzvah? Hu pirtei ha'ma'aseh shebayim. Are the details of the ma'aseh. So imagine, it's sort of after a whole entire shah where he took you up and up and up and up. What's the goal? Where did he end up? Just do it. Just do the mitzvah. Just do it correctly. That's the main part. Everything else is beautiful and it enhances and it enriches and it makes it better. No doubt about it. And it makes it holier. But all that without knowing how to do and without doing it is not going to achieve any kind of tikkun. Because we are now after the time of the giving of the Torah. Once the Torah was given, it's na'aseh first, and then nishma. Okay, Rabbi.